Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
There is a worldwide shortage, and it is serious. Pencil crayons. We're running out of pencil crayons. There is an industry shortage of pencil crayons, thanks to the craze right now, the incredible popularity of adult coloring books.
I tried to tell the stores this at Christmas time. Nobody listened to me. Go to the next store, they said. You'll find them there, they said. I could not find any pencil crayons. I bought a lot of adult coloring books for Christmas.
That's so awesome. I had heard about this. I had no idea how much fun it really was until, was it just last week or the week before, I went to the adult coloring event at the museum, beer and coloring, good combination, as part of our big neighborhood project in the city of Kitchener, and it was amazing. You can go, by the way, to kitchener.ca/lovemyhood and download the coloring book, but I don't know what you're going to color it with.
No, there's no, you're right. You have to go to specialty art stores and spend the big bucks because you can't get your just Laurentian. Do you remember how exciting it was to get your new package of Laurentian pencil crayons before school started in September?
I was thinking that same thing when I heard about this. You'd sharpen them all up, have them all ready to go.
Yep. And no, they're not easy to find right now at all. It's true. As a matter of fact, I expect some price gouging to happen at any time. I went to a specialty store and they were like twice the price, but I had already bought the coloring book, so I had to buy the pencil crayons too.
Of course.
And I thought to myself, what is so special about these pencil crayons? What is it? I couldn't figure it out. But they were ridiculously priced good pencil crayons from a craft store.
The Laurentian pencil crayons back in the day weren't that expensive, were they?
My mother always tried to make me get the generic ones, and I would tell her how the leads would fall out and that I really needed the Laurentian ones because they were, I think, like $4.99 compared to like the $1.99 for the cheap-ass ones.
This sounds like a Robert Munch book. Oh, please, Mommy, can I get those?
So are you telling me that...
Never come off awful indelible markers?
Yes.
Are you telling me that the pencil crayons you purchased at Christmas time were more than $4.99 a package?
Oh my gosh, they were like triple that, yes.
Shut the front door.
They were triple that.
I might have to join Russell Brand, the comedian. He calls these adult coloring books the apocalypse.
What?
It's a good moneymaker.
Listen, a great moneymaker.
I still have my Color My Hood coloring book at home on the table, and I just doodle in it every now and again because it's awesome.
Maybe you need some watercolors. Maybe you could try some watercolors or some pastels.
I don't know if I'm that artistic. Remember, I tweeted the picture of what my artwork looked like. It wasn't very good. The girl at the table had a much better color.
Well, you're not trying for art quality. You're trying for just to kind of relax.
I guess.
Also, how the hell are you going to relax when you're paying $15.99 for pencil crayons? Man, that's what I want to know.
That's stressful. I'm getting stressed just thinking about it. Anyway, there's a worldwide shortage. You're right. Price gouging is next. Do you think gas prices are bad? Wait till you see the price of pencil crayons.
Gas is cheap. You can get gas anywhere. Pencil crayons are a commodity right now.
Maybe gas stations, listen up. Start giving away a free pack of pencil crayons with every fill up. Boom.
Lineups.
You're welcome.
Lineups.
I'm here with your ideas.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.